wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted a song. A song of deliverance, of courage, of strength. In the heart he implanted a song.
Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear Lord. In Psalm 141, David wrote, "Let my prayer be set forth before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as what? The evening sacrifice." Are you ready to worship the Lord? Show me your best worship face. That's good. That's better. Should be a smile, right? Right, instead of, I wonder, and then also it's good to, I liked what David says here, like the lifting up of my hands, that's the evening sacrifice, that's the, right from the heart. It's thrilling you, isn't it? It's really good. I could tell you're overjoyed. Watch out for those green chairs. They truly were my demise in my staff days. Well, I'm not picking on you, I'm thinking back to when I sat there. I want to praise the Lord tonight. I hope that you'll join me. And I promise you, we won't praise until hallelujah means nothing. We will just praise until the Lord meets us, right? And God wants to meet us. He inhabits the praises of his people. So we're going to start out by singing number one in the white book, "Oh, Worship the Lord and the Beauty of Holiness." And I'd like to invite you to stand with me, if you can, and thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear God. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise His name. We worship you, O God. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glorious King, we worship you. Wonderful Lord. We worship you. Praise you, dear Jesus. Oh God, we offer up our praise to you. Oh God, we worship you, King of kings and Lord of lords. You reign, oh God. And oh Lord, we're so thankful that you're mindful of us. What is man that you're mindful of us? And Lord, as it we read in your word, as we look around, we don't see everything put under our feet. But we see Jesus. We see the one that has been the trailblazer, who's gone through for us, our victor, our conqueror. We thank you, O Lord God, that you have raised him up and that he sits now in the right hand of the Father. And our eyes are on the King tonight. Our eyes on him. O Lord, we want to see the beauty of our Lord and our Savior tonight. Oh, remove any coverings, Lord, any scales that may be on our eyes. And we pray, Lord, that we will truly throw open these temple doors and say, come in, King of Glory. Come in. Oh, we desire you to come in. And we know that you will. We know you won't disappoint us. And so we give you all the praise tonight. All the glory be unto Jesus Christ the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our wonderful, wonderful Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Shall we be seated? And we have a song request. And tonight it would be so good if there were three short testimonies. And particularly, it'd be good to hear from some of the staff. You know, I have usually on a Wednesday night had what we call popcorn testimonies, and it forces everyone on their feet. We're not doing that tonight. So someone say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I try to please the crowd. But it would be good if three, at least of the staff, gave some short testimonies. I know our brother James has a testimony that he's been wanting to share. And he mentioned to me 3 days ago. And I said, we'll do that tomorrow night. And we'll do that tomorrow night. Tonight's the night, bro. So that's good. We want to hear what God is doing in our lives. We worship him and we praise him. We lift our hands as the evening sacrifice. But we also stand and proclaim and declare and decree the greatness of our God. Because he is wonderful. Well, we have a request to sing number 457. In tenderness he sought me. 457. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, dear Jesus. Thank you, Father.
worship you, dear Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, before we do hear from some, just think about what we sang. You know, in the chapel, we sing some modern choruses blended with the hymns. And right now, we don't have a pianist. So it's a little tough. And you all realize how well I sing. And but we're getting by. And God is meeting us and blessing us. We have a wonderful trumpeter, and we have also a baritone player. And I play the mini pocket trumpet. And God meets us. And our folks like to sing. They really do. Thank God for that. But we haven't sung this hymn in a long time. And I don't know who requested it, but I'm going to seek you out and thank you, because it's a wonderful hymn. Look at some of these words. Because if you're going to sing these hymns, then for goodness sake, let them bless you. And for goodness sake, let the message come from your heart and not just singing. We just sing them, you know. I mean, the words to this hymn is tremendous. It was in tenderness he sought me, weary and sick with sin. And on his shoulders he brought me back to his fold again, while angels in his presence sang until the courts of heaven rang. Some of you are looking. It's 457 if you closed your book. I'm not going to go through all the verses. I just wanted to underline some, because what a blessing when you let these words sink into your heart. Let's just look at number 2, if you would. He washed the bleeding sin wounds and poured in oil and wine and whispered to assure me, I've found thee, thou art mine. Thank God. I'm not going to ever let the enemy minimize my salvation. I don't care if it's a 3-hour meeting and I had just about enough and I'm dead tired. He's not going to minimize my salvation. I don't care what I go through, how hard the day has been, what I gain or what I lose. We just cannot let the enemy shut our mouths about our salvation. Because that's when he gets us. We work and we wonder, why, God, I'm not pressing on in the kingdom. Why do I fall so easily? You know why? We don't celebrate enough of what we have. And you know the widow with the oil. What did the great prophet ask? He asked, what do you have in your house? What do you have in your house? And she said, I have what? I have just a little oil. That's all that God asked for tonight. All right? I'm going to talk to the staff a minute here tonight. Pick on the staff. You know? When the pastor don't know what to do, he picks on the staff. No. I want to encourage you tonight to stir yourself. You guys work hard. You do. Reverend Gardner, one of my teachers, you know, he would say, don't hang your heads. Don't hang your heads in a meeting. You know, I'm just telling you what and I'm not putting you on the spot. That's what he said to me, you know, and believe me, I was your age and I was like, don't tell me what to do, you know, except I was afraid of him and that helped. But don't hang your heads. You have no reason to hang your head, because God has done so much for you folks, and you're here serving the Lord. You're here serving him because you love him, obviously. You're here serving him without pay. So it's either one of two things. Either you're crazy or you love Jesus. Oh, I know you're trying to figure out which one. Man, all right. I take that back. You are a little crazy and you love Jesus.
Amen.
Okay. Have you ever been got by the kitchen or by the waitresses? Yeah. So I want you to keep your head up tonight. You know, I want to just give you a pep talk that Christ loves you. And you know, it's kind of like stir the fires a little bit. if you're feeling a little bit like, nah, I ain't going to do that, you got to deny yourself, Jesus said. Take up your cross and follow me. So, you know, I think we're going to sing that, if you don't mind, we're going to sing, if it's 4:57, and let's sing that first verse again in this glorious hymn. And this time, if you haven't, and maybe you have, let's pull it right from here. Because it was in tenderness he sought us. Oh, I thank God he ever got a hold of me. I don't know where my life would have been. I don't know which direction I would have taken. I don't know what my family would have been. All of the myriad of decisions that would have been so different if I hadn't found Jesus.
Yes, amen,
right? And we're talking 95 years if you live another month, and I believe you will. Well, right? It's true. 95 years of saying yes to Jesus. And was it worth it?
Amen.
Well, I knew. Yes, I knew that.
I would like to hear every one of you on that side, everyone, boys and girls, and hear how much you love Jesus. It doesn't have to be profound. Just tell us how much.
That's
you
right.
Love Jesus,
amen.
I've never heard your testimonies.
All right.
Well, I think a lot of these people over here haven't heard them. So.
No. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Brother Paul's not here to defend you. But we would love to hear. And then Brother James is going to kick us off. All right. Well, we're going to hear from James and then April. No, I'm teasing you. I'm glad you did. April is from the chapel, and I know she was going to get up.
Well, I didn't know, but I felt I would love to hear her.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's two. You don't have to, like our sister, Hofflander has said, it doesn't have to be a speech, but let's hear about Jesus in your heart, okay? Let's sing that first verse again. I'll sit down, and then we're going to hear the redeemed say so. In tenderness he sought me, weary and sick with sin. Let's sing number 365, and if you'll stand with me, and tonight we're going to hear from a good friend of mine. We work together on the men's retreat, where we meet at Star Lake. We have about 100 men that come, give or take, and Brother Ernie Waffogel often is, all the time, really, he's the speaker, and God really meets. What a wonderful time it is. And Brother Woody also ministers during that. And I've asked him if he would speak to us tonight. And he didn't have a choice. But yes, he did. But let's stand and sing 365.
Mercy, who through life has been my guide.
of his love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit clothed in mortal wings its flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. Hallelujah. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Thank God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise his name. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you're doing in the young people, Lord. Thank you for all the staff, for how you're working in them. God, they're a blessing to us. Their service for Christ is a testimony of their faith. And we thank you, Lord. We're thankful that we see Jesus in them. And we pray you'll continue to bless. Yes. And hear their prayers, hear their cries. Lord, thank you, as we heard, that you could lead them all the way. You encourage them, you affirm them. You're so good, Lord. You're so good. And we pray, Father, that you'll lead them all the way. We thank you for the Word of God. And Lord, I thank you for my brother Woody, who loves you, who serves you, Lord, with all his heart. And Lord, as we pray that you'll bless him as he blesses us. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Shall we be seated? Brother Woody?